Childproofing people's homes is hard, but Duracell is making it just a bit simpler. Not only are they committed to educating parents, caregivers, and medical professionals about the importance of battery safety, they make the only lithium coin batteries with a non-toxic bitter coating to help discourage children from swallowing them. Duracell even features child secure packaging designed to avoid accidental opening. Learn more at Duracell.com/powersafely. Available on 2032, 2025, and 2016 sizes.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
The following is a High Five moment from HighFiveCasino.com.
Welcome to Burger Yippee. Would you like a hot apple pie today?
Yes, yes, yeah, I won! Woohoo!
So that's a yes on the apple pie?
I just went big time playing High Five Casino on my phone. Real cash prizes, free daily rewards, over 1,200 games. Woo!
So yes or no on the apple pie?
Woo! I won again!
I'll take that as a yes. Drive around.
Have you had your High Five moment today? Only at HighFiveCasino.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
High Five Casino.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Okay, don't tell my radio bosses, but podcast listeners are so much cooler.
Oh, bruh.
No, I know that. Okay, and listen, I love that you listen to our radio show, but like it means so much that you spend time, you come find us on the podcast,
yes.
And now you're here, and we're going to be together for like an hour or more. That's really great. Okay, follow our podcast and enjoy the show.
How do you guys feel whenever I read you the line, "Experts say this"?
I feel secure. I'm happy.
I don't even really hear it. It's kind of a boring line.
Really?
Yeah, it's like, sure. Who's the expert?
I'm like,
you know?
I can trust whatever happens next.
Yes, whatever they're saying, they're experts, so you've got to trust it, right, Brooke?
That's what I think.
But who are they?
Okay, you know what? Save your anti-science conspiracy theories for the side podcast, Patriots on Parade.
You didn't
say Brooke and Jeffrey.
Brooke, I do my own research.
You didn't say scientists.
They're experts. What do you think that means?
I don't know. They could be experts in finance. They could be experts in relationships. They could be, there's like a trillion different things you can be an expert in.
Okay. She has a point.
Brooke, don't trust it, I guess.
There's a point.
Because experts just came out with an article about how long you can hold on to your Halloween candy.
If they don't say forever, I don't believe them. Because I eat that. I think I'm still eating stuff from sixth grade that I have under my bed at my parents' house.
Okay. Yeah, I'm just going to go right to the end of the article and read their synopsis first.
Okay.
And I never do this.
Okay.
But may I remind you, this comes from candy experts who have researched this intensely.
All right.
Quote, "A good rule of thumb of when to toss your candy is when it smells, tastes bad, or when you can spot physical mold on it."
Yes! What?
Oh, gosh. If they hadn't said that, I totally would have been like, this bag of moldy gummy bears seems fine.
No crap, dude. Like, of course, if it's moldy, don't eat it.
Has anyone ever seen moldy candy?
I have one time.
What? What was it?
It was under my bed. My parents cleaned my bed out, and I had hidden Halloween candy, and it was on a Reese's cup from 3 years old.
Oh. They did give expirations in general for the different treats. Dark chocolate lasts longer than milk or white chocolate.
Oh, that makes sense. There's no milk in it.
Okay. 3 to 6 months for milk, a whole year for dark chocolate, if it's stored properly at room temperature.
I store it in my mouth.
That's not room temperature.
A little hotter in there.
Hard candies like lollipops and Jolly Ranchers you can keep for 12 to 18 months as long as it's in dry conditions.
I guarantee I've eaten one longer. You know when they get all sticky and weird on the outside?
Yeah, these don't sound very long.
Yeah.
And if you're someone who loves eating the divisive candy corn, you can eat that from an open package for 3 to 6 months and continue eating it till the end of time.
Yeah.
Apparently, the older and staler it gets, the better it tastes.
Oh, amen to that, Jeffrey.
Experts are kind of scratching their heads on why that is, but no expiration date on candy corn.
It's too elusive for them.
So, there you go. Now let's move on and get into your shock collar question of the day.
Also never expires.
Yeah, and Digital Jake is good all year long.
Yeah, he
is. Give it to us, Jake.
Well, the definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over and expecting different results.
Yes. Mm.
So today we're going full Nutter Butter.
Yeah. Oh.
We're shining the spotlight once again on the woman who struggles with her ABCs, but somehow, some way, is a genius with 1940s United Nations General Assembly trivia.
How?
Who would
like
have thought?
How, actually?
It's another edition of 3 Seconds with Alexis.
Yay!
Wow.
America's new favorite game.
If you missed it yesterday, we asked Alexis some of the easiest trivia questions on Earth, and she only had 3 seconds to come up with the correct answer. Will you bet on her, or will you not? It's 3 seconds with Alexis.
Oh. Yeah.
Let's kick it off with Brooke. Brooke, the first category is nursery rhymes.
Nursery rhymes. Oh,
no.
My God.
I need to wake up.
If Alexis is uh-oh as her reaction, Brooke, that should help you.
I know, but like I was so confident that she would know
the
what
ABCs?
Letter came before M yesterday.
Prove for me, Brooke. Do
or
it.
N. I can't remember where we were
Are you
at.
Betting on her or betting against her?
I'm going to do it again. I'm going to bet on her.
All right.
Brooke thinks Alexis is going to get it. Now, Alexis, I will sing or say a nursery rhyme, and at the end, I'll stop and point at you to finish. You'll have only 3 seconds to complete it.
Oh, wow. No.
Okay.
Are you clear on this?
I'm ready. I'm ready.
At least he'll guide you.
Okay. All right. Here we go, Alexis. Hey, diddle diddle, the cat and the fiddle, the cow jumped over the moon, the little dog laughed to see such a sport, and the dish, point.
Oh, it ran away with the spoon.
Yes.
Yay.
Yay.
That's correct, Alexis. Brooke bet on her, and Alexis got it right. Brooke is safe from being shocked now.
I knew she'd know who hooked up in that rhyme.
Yeah. Spooning and diddling, Alexis's other area of expertise.
And then good nursery rhyme.
The spoon kicked the plate out immediately.
Yeah. Jeff's right, you can't be an expert on anything.
Wow.
All right, now we're on to Jeffrey. Jeff, your category is also nursery rhymes.
Oh.
Are you betting on Alexis or against Alexis?
I'm on a hot streak, Jeff.
I didn't believe she would do it last time, and I'm sticking with that belief once again.
Jeff.
She's
going
to fall flat on this nursery rhyme.
All right. He was right about this.
Jeff's betting against her. And Alexis, you'll have 3 seconds after I say point to complete this nursery rhyme.
Show him, Alexis.
I'm ready.
Here we go. Do you know the Muffin Man? The Muffin Man, the Muffin Man. Do you know the Muffin Man who lives on point?
Oh, it's the Dreary Lane. Dreary.
This is very important how you say it.
Come on.
What is the lane?
I need silence in the room. Alexis, your answer.
One answer, please.
Drury?
Yay! I will accept that. It is Drury Lane.
Drury, yeah, right?
I thought it was dreary, but that's kind of sad, right?
Yeah.
So
probably
not there.
Drury,
there's
like
a lot of sad.
Jeffrey bet against her, so Jeffrey's getting shocked now. Alexis is 2 for 2.
That's right, Alexis.
Wow.
Let's go.
Finally,
Jake, I'm gonna cut you off. After yesterday, I have no idea what's going to come out of her head. I don't know what the category is. I'm going to support my girl, and I think she's going to get
that's
right.
Well, let me tell you what it is, Jose.
Please tell me.
Your category is also nursery rhymes.
Hey, she's warmed up.
But
I got faith.
With a twist.
Oh, no.
Oh.
Alexis, just like before, I will sing or say a nursery rhyme, and at the end, I'll stop and point at you to finish. But this time, you'll have to say the words in reverse.
Oh, no!
It sounds harder than it is. It's super easy. You can trust me. Jose's already voted that he supports you.
I'm locked in. You have to do this.
She knew the alphabet in reverse yesterday.
It's true.
Yeah. She's got to get it right for Jose to avoid getting shocked.
On,
are you ready, Alexis?
Alexis?
Okay, I think
you
so.
You can do it.
Got to say it backwards.
Oh, no.
Head, shoulders, knees, and toes, knees, and toes.
Oh, no.
Head,
oh, no.
Shoulders, knees, and toes, knees, and toes. And eyes, and ears, and mouth, and nose. Head, shoulders, knees, and toes, point backwards.
Wait, I point? Oh, no. Sorry, you're telling me to say it. I thought you were telling me to point. Okay, wait. I got it.
I'm sorry. You don't even get to answer.
Literally
it's not
thing.
10 seconds with Alexis.
Toes and knees and toes again. And
that,
knees.
That would have been, but I'm sorry. You were nowhere close to getting that right.
I didn't know what you were saying. I thought you were telling me to point backwards.
Yeah, it was a clear reverse nursery rhyme. I explained it very clearly.
Couldn't have been any simpler than that.
Jeffrey. So Brooke is the only one safe today.
All right, Jose and I are going to be getting shocked together, and somebody wanted to hear Party Rock Anthem by LMFAO. Yeah.
Party Rock is in the house tonight! Oh, darn it.
That was shock collar question of the day.
That was fun. 3 seconds
with Alexis.
I feel good at those.
Yeah, you feel good. Nice.
Somebody feels good about it.
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.
Did you ever get frustrated with Legos as a kid, or maybe as an adult trying to help out a kid?
When you have to pull them apart, it hurts your fingers so badly.
True. And there's so many instructions.
It's Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning, and if Legos ever stressed you out, then this is a restaurant you're never going to want to go to.
No. Oh, no.
It's a Lego-themed restaurant in Denmark called Mini Chef.
Oh my God, I want to go. My kids would freak out. What is it?
It's right next to Legoland, and here's the twist on it. There's no waiters or waitresses taking your order there.
Uh-oh.
Oh.
If you want something off the menu, you're gonna have to build it from the pile of Legos on your table.
What? And then they'll serve you?
If you want a burger, you need to build it with Legos at your table. And then when it's done, you submit your creation to a robot chef.
Whoa.
And he'll do his best to match what you've given him in real food and cook it to perfection.
That is so cool.
Oh, I love it.
This is the one time that you don't care if it sucks.
Yeah, except for my son's gonna be like, I wanted a flying hot dog with wheels. This isn't what I ordered.
You're right.
Yeah.
Normal meal times range anywhere from 6 to 14 hours, mostly building your order.
Shut up.
And then you eat for like 10 minutes at the very end.
Starving by the time you get it.
If the customers can build it, you can enjoy a wide range of tasty options like oven-baked salmon, caprese salad, and sweet potato falafel.
Oh, but wow. Again, how are you building falafel?
They give you little instructions on the menu for how to make it, but you have to build it the right way.
They guide you.
So it is a guide.
Okay.
Lego fans everywhere are putting it on their bucket list,
that
but you have to
so
go
cool.
visit it and try it yourself.
That is actually fun. That'd be a fun date.
I'm going to start instituting it in my own house. Kids, you want mac and cheese? Show mama that you know how to make it first.
Stress levels done, just shot up at the Fox household. Text in 7592 if you'd want to go to the Lego restaurant.
So cool.
We're gonna craving Legos right now?
Yeah. So hungry. Laser stories coming up next. It's the radio segment that's teaming up with the show Maury to give Gatorade showers to men who find out they aren't the father. Because you
That's
deserve
amazing.
To celebrate not paying child support like a true champion with laser stories.
That's a little much.
But he wasn't the dad. He deserves to have his chance to celebrate the right way.
And Gatorade would like to fly you to Disneyland as well. It just gets even worse.
It's a segment where we read weird news stories around the globe, just like everyone else does, except we've got a laser.
Yes.
Those other daddy duckers just don't. This first laser story is out of Graham, North Carolina. 24-year-old Ralph Maton Jr. says he and his mother always play pranks on each other. So the other day, on Halloween, he called his mom and told her he just won over $250,000 from a scratch ticket.
Oh,
wow,
man.
What a dream come true.
She said, "Nice try," and hung up on him.
No. That would be if I ever called Brooke and said, "I finally did it. I keep swearing to
Brooke, wouldn't believe you.
In my lifetime, I will win a lottery."
So when she wouldn't pick up his calls after that, he drove over to her house to convince her that he wasn't joking.
Oh, yeah. And I have the ticket.
She laughed for 20 minutes straight and asked, "How dumb do you think I am?
How come things that happen to stupid people keep happening to me?"
Dude, I will say, I feel like this is a prank my husband would pull where he's like, he just keeps going. I'm like, it's over. Like, you've been caught.
But I can see Michael doing that.
Thing is, Ralph was really telling the truth.
What?
He bought a $20 100X cash fast play ticket and realized he didn't have anything to scratch it. That's when he saw a penny heads up on the ground, and he used it to discover that he'd won the grand prize.
Double
grand prize.
But when his mom wouldn't believe him again, Ralph ran down to the lottery office and asked the officials to call her. That's when she hung up on them.
Somebody, he's getting other people involved in the prank.
Okay, at this point, though, it's like, really won't believe it?
They must do some pretty elaborate pranks in their family.
How scarred are you?
Even after they put his winning interview online, his mother still didn't buy it. So despite
hey, you know what? She doesn't get any of it then.
Despite it all, he said that the first thing he's going to do is take his mom to Hawaii.
No.
He says she's never been and she deserves it. Plus, he says when she is actually on the beach, then maybe she'll finally stop calling him a liar.
How much debt did you put on your credit card for this trip, young man?
Update, she never showed up to the airport for the trip.
Stop it.
I'm just kidding. It's actually coming up next month. They're flying out.
That's really cool.
That's so sweet.
What a fun family.
This next laser story is out of Utah. A guy named Caleb Wood ordered Chick-fil-A through Grubhub the other day. A sandwich meal with fries and a milkshake, and the food itself was okay.
Okay.
But instead of a milkshake, he got a warm cup of pee.
What?
Turns out the driver likes to save time by not taking bathroom breaks. And he uses empty cups to relieve himself in the car instead.
And
accidentally gave Caleb the wrong styrofoam cup.
Oh no, she didn't.
Oh my gosh.
Did he take a sip?
Unfortunately,
when did he find out?
Caleb didn't realize until he actually took a sip.
No.
Oh my God.
So he says he immediately became physically ill.
Yeah.
Then he called the driver back, and there's a video of them meeting outside of his house, and Caleb was actually pretty calm considering everything.
I've never tasted urine. Would I know immediately that that's what it was? You know what I mean? Does it taste like it smells?
Coming up on the show tomorrow morning for the shock collar question of the day. Brooke's going to find out once and for all.
I'm just curious. Like, if you put it on ice.
Caleb actually reached out to Grubhub and says they took 4 days just to get back to him.
Oh, my God.
And then they issued a partial refund.
Partial?
I mean, he did drink some, so it's like...
It's
like when people complain after the meal's eaten.
Yeah, it's like, I mean, you got something out of it. His meal was $25 and they only returned 18 of it.
Dang.
They didn't refund the fees or the driver's tip.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
Well, I mean, the driver, it was an honest mistake.
Grubhub said in a statement that they've been following up with Caleb to apologize and that the driver no longer works for them.
Yeah, that's gotta be fireable.
Instead, he got a job at a local juice bar.
Yeah.
Immunity boost, anyone?
They're all white styrofoam cups.
Coming right up. This next laser story is out of Thanksgiving HQ.
Let's change our mindset.
Baskin-Robbins has just announced its new flavor of the month.
Really?
And it's called Turkey Day Fixins.
What?
Yeah!
It combines flavors of sweet potato and autumn spice and mixes in tart swirls of cranberry sauce with sweet chunks of honey cornbread.
Oh, my God.
This is all the worst parts of the Thanksgiving.
This sounds unbelievable to me. Sweet potatoes are so good.
No.
Yes, give me some.
Well, one TikToker has tried it and says it's pretty decent.
Yeah, I bet.
It's available all month long at Baskin-Robbins locations nationwide. And they're also taking pre-orders for their turkey cake, which thankfully does not include any actual turkey in it.
Tasty.
But if you've never seen it before, it looks like a bird that's fresh out of the oven.
Oh. Yeah.
And it can be filled with any type of ice cream you want, with legs made from sugar cones.
And it's completely
lathered with caramel praline glaze, which gives it a, quote, juicy-looking sheen.
That looks so good. I don't know. I think that ice cream would be amazing with like pumpkin pie or apple pie on Thanksgiving Day.
Now we're talking.
Both pictures and links to these festive desserts are going to be up on our Insta stories at Brooke and Jeffrey. Follow, drool, and subscribe. This next laser story is out of the Tooth Fairy's worst nightmare.
The tooth fairy has an enemy?
Here's some advice your kids can get on board with. An actual dentist just said that if you want to protect your teeth, it's best to eat all of your Halloween candy in one sitting.
What?
Whoa.
Because you're just going to do the damage all at once?
And spend like 20 minutes brushing it right after.
This comes from Dr. Olivia Mason, and most parents think she's the devil.
Does she realize that my kid probably has, I'm not exaggerating, 6 pounds of candy at home?
Pounds.
I mean, it is so heavy. He can't carry the box very well on his own.
Better get to work.
Yeah. Sit down and eat it.
Dr. Mason runs a place near Wheeling, West Virginia called Almost Heaven Family Dentistry. She gave
almost.
Does that mean you're gonna kill you?
I don't know.
We'll bring you close right to the pearly gates, and then we'll pull you right back.
She gave
questionable title.
Gave the unexpected advice in an interview with her local news, saying if you eat all your candy at once, it's better for your teeth than having a few pieces a day over the next few weeks.
Oh, I can see that.
I've been having a few pieces a day for the last month. So,
so if your kids ate their entire haul the day after, they did it right.
They did it without your knowing, because there's no parent that allows that.
She is getting some blowback from it, but it's just advice for your teeth. The doc also says the worst candy for your chompers is anything sticky or chewy, like Starburst or Jolly Ranchers.
Okay, my children's favorites. Gosh.
The sugar in chocolate isn't great either, she says, but it melts, and it's also easier to brush away. But speaking of hard candy, this guy's happy wearing a little cowboy hat, chaps, and nothing else. Because that's a real Jolly Rancher.
Oh, I get it.
That's what it looks like. That sound means Ladies and Stories has come to an end for the day. We'll do it again, same time, on Monday.
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.
What's the one thing that can instantly make everything else 100 times better? Besides money and alcohol and Taylor Swift.
Warm cookies.
The answer, my friends, is
ice cream.
Butter.
We were close, bro.
Yeah, that's true, Jeff.
You can add butter to anything and improve it. Use it as a flavor enhancer in your food, as a massage tool on your dates, as a father figure to your children. Listen to butter. Butter knows best. But did you know it can also be used to predict your personality? Because a new study just found the way you butter your toast actually says a lot about who you are as a person. So find out if the predictions match up with your buttering technique. We're gonna do it coming up.
The following is a High Five moment from HighFiveCasino.com.
Welcome to Yippee, would you like a hot apple pie today?
Yes, yes, yeah, I won! Woohoo!
So that's a yes on the apple pie?
I just went big time playing High Five Casino on my phone. Real cash prizes, free daily rewards, over 1,200 games. Yeah.
So yes or no on the apple pie?
Woo! I won again!
I'll take that as a yes. Drive around.
Have you had your High Five moment today? Only at HighFiveCasino.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
High Five Casino.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Your new home journey starts at Fisher Homes, where everything is red, white, and new. Explore exclusive summer savings and start your journey by selecting your ideal home site and your dream community. Choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans and bring your style to life at the Lifestyle Design Center. Are you looking for a quick move-in ready home instead? Fisher Homes has options for those too. Fill out a form to connect with a new home advisor at fisherhomes.com to get started today before the sun sets on summer savings.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
What has happened to our food? It's Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning. More and more, we're living in a gluten-free, impossible meat, alternative milk type of world.
Uh-oh, you're coming for oat milk now, too,
Here we go.
It's a shame, because experts say you can actually tell a lot about a person based on how you butter your toast.
Oh. Oh, interesting.
And I know most people now don't like toast or butter.
Yeah, I was going to say, I try to stay away from the butter.
Instead, Jeff, you prefer to spread cucumber oil over your organic flaxseed loaf. But you know what? Either way, psychologists have weighed in and broke down different buttering techniques and what each one says about you as a person.
I thought there was only one.
There's a lot of different ways to do it. So text in 78592. Tell us if this accurately describes you and your buttering technique or not. But Brooke, real quick, how do you like to butter your toast if you think about it? I'm assuming that you're a busy mom, so you like to butter it fast and dirty, in and out type of thing.
Yeah. Oh, no, I make sure every corner is covered, A.
Oh.
B, it really, really bothers me if you don't get the toast as soon as it pops up, because then you have unmelted butter. And there is nothing worse on toast than unmelted butter.
You're a total coverage type of butter, where every square inch of the bread must have butter on it, edge to edge.
I love butter.
I'm so not like that at all.
That means you're methodical, precise, and like to be in control all the time. And you're deathly afraid your work will check your browser history, so you clear it regularly. Sound about right?
Yeah, of course. There we go.
Don't want anybody to see that Ashley Madison account popping up.
Wait, come on now.
Jose, what's your go-to buttering style when you're in an apartment? To me, you seem like a methodical spreader.
No, see, I'm the opposite. I literally take the butter and I go from upper right corner to bottom left corner in a diagonal motion, a few swipes.
You fit the simple glider technique.
Yeah,
I toss butter on, glide it across the bread like once, twice, maybe three times, and that's good enough.
Standard.
That means you're laid back, easygoing, and you don't believe in using contraception.
Oh, perfect. I don't even know what contraception means.
It's a foreign idea to you, the simple glider.
And I also don't need it because I'm not having it, Jeff.
Yeah, I was going to say, how are you not a father? But then I realized, okay.
Brooke, I'm alone eating toast by myself.
I get it now.
We're looking at a study that broke down how you butter your bread and what that says about your personality.
Cool. And it's been accurate so far.
Don't even ask Alexis. I know she doesn't even eat butter.
I'm guessing she's the type that stumbles home at the end of the night and drunkenly dunks the entire bread directly into the butter jar.
But you're right. I don't buy butter.
You don't?
Butter. Yeah, I knew she didn't. I didn't at that age either.
You're not a butter eater?
It's just kind of like an extra ingredient I got money for, so I just eat bread plain.
All right. Well, then I guess you would fit the barely there. Just enough butter to hardly get the job done, not a drop more.
Yeah, if my roommate has like an extra little bit, I'll rub it on, you know?
Okay.
Oh my God.
Let's see. It says it means you're a go-getter.
Oh.
You like to move quickly, you don't waste any time, and you're a runner. That makes sense.
Okay. Yeah.
And you probably have lots of corny motivational sayings and posters up around your house and workspace that help get you through the day.
Oh my God.
I mean, I have hot men above my desk. Does that count?
Does that motivate you to get going?
I mean, yeah.
She works hard for Harry Styles.
Yeah, and Michael B. Jordan.
Yeah, that's
okay.
I'm personally more of a clumper.
Oh,
just what does that mean?
Get it on the toast in like a couple clumps, and then I like to like let my mouth do the spreading.
Gross, dude. Yeah. That is so gross.
So yeah, clumpers involve minimal spreading, just one or two clumps of butter mashed into the bread.
It means
you think outside of the box and you like to do things your own way. You also tend to be forgetful and disorganized, but you do have an active libido, and many people adore you.
Wow.
I mean, I think you may have added a couple of sentences
for yourself. Was right on point.
I mean,
almost said you're basically Prince Charming.
I don't know. When I hear the words active libido, I think of Jeff.
Yeah.
When I heard the words clumper, I think of Jeff. Yeah. So.
That's so
all right there. We're looking at a study again.
Wow.
It's breaking down how you butter your bread and what it says about you as a person.
Oh, man.
So some of the ones that we didn't mention, because we covered everybody in the room, there's, would you like some toast with that butter? If you're the type of person who uses way more butter than normal, to the point you can feel the moisture on the toast.
God. My mom, when she makes toast for us, she does it in the pan, and she...
Oh, a pan toast!
And she puts butter on both sides.
Oh, it's like a grilled
I actually
cheese.
Have one for that. I'll get to that in a second.
Oh, my
but
God.
People who like to over-butter their toast means you have a happy disposition, you enjoy life, and you don't mind overindulging. But there's a 60% chance you'll spend most of your life alone because you're so sloppy and unpredictable.
Oh, wow. Ouch.
Take the positive with the negative. But
wow. Good thing she's married.
Back to your mom, the double cider.
Yeah.
Apparently, the double cider is a sign of high creativity.
Oh.
You live by your own set of rules and don't mind being the weird one in your friend group or your family.
That's your mom.
Yeah, that's my mom.
But this is not good. You also struggle with staying faithful. You think more is better, both in butter and in lovers.
You guys, my mom and dad listen to this show together.
She's eating home wrecker toast.
Don't get divorced, please.
Arlene, who are you listening with right now?
Yeah, which man?
I don't know where you found that. Butter Lovers newsletter.
Yeah,
that
Butter
you get?
Lovers Weekly.
It's part of the Clumper group.
Sign up.
Yeah.
Got it.
That's what your buttering technique says about your personality. Again, text in 78592.
Yeah, let us know.
If you think it fit and it was true to who you really are. We got your phone tap coming up.
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.
Is anyone here sad that we're done with Halloween?
A little. I've been liking it more and more each year.
Well, what if I told you we're not quite over it?
What do you mean?
What
if I said we have one more prank phone call to make?
Yes! I mean, we're a little late.
Well, it's to
it's
a woman
Halloween one?
Who lives in a neighborhood full of kids running around on Halloween night. In fact, there were so many who came to her door, I bet she doesn't even remember my six-year-old son.
Oh.
Who's not real, by the way. I made him up for this call.
Okay.
But I'm going to remind her about how she did my kid dirty on Halloween in an extremely awkward, brand new phone tap right now.
I love it.
It's another phone tap. Weekday mornings on the 20s.
Hello?
Hi, is this Mandy?
Yeah, this is she.
Hey, I'm David. You don't know me, but I live a block over, and I got your number from one of your neighbors. I hope it's okay that I'm calling.
Is everything okay?
I'm not really sure, because the other night on Halloween, my kid came home crying from your house.
From my house?
Well, I mean, I wasn't sure at the time, so I was like, hey, bud, what's wrong? And he wouldn't tell me. So I took his little hand and I walked with him back around the neighborhood after midnight. And on our walk, he stopped and pointed at your house. And he said, there's selfish bastards who live there.
What?
Yeah.
Wait a minute.
Exactly. I had the same reaction. I was like, what? Because he normally doesn't use that type of language.
I'm so confused. I mean, we had tons and tons of kids come to the house.
Yeah.
Halloween, and we had tons and tons. We even had candy left over.
Oh, that actually makes sense. Because he told me every other house, people were very generous, and they'd give him, you know, 2, 3, 4 pieces of candy, even a full-sized candy bar. But for some reason, he only got one piece of candy from you. So
it's Halloween. Like, it's my house. I mean, we can have discretion on how many candies we can give out.
Okay, you realize that your neighbors are very, very generous, and it's not a great look on you to be giving so much less.
Okay, yeah, so I'm not going to do this with you.
Well, I'm just curious, what is it? Is it because you didn't like his costume?
This is ridiculous. No, I gave everyone one candy.
Is it because he had a dumb look on his face?
Excuse me?
Because he has that, but I mean, I think it's adorable.
Are you for real right now?
His grandparents always mention it whenever they come over, so.
This is absolutely, like, who are you again?
I'm the father of the child you emotionally traumatized on Halloween.
I'm not the one emotionally traumatizing the kid. You are for not having him feel grateful for what he has.
Okay, so it's my fault that my child was upset that you didn't give him candy.
Yes. Absolutely. You're the only person who I'm hearing from that had a problem with the amount of candy I was handing out.
Okay, not even sympathetic at all to a crying kid. This is unbelievable.
No, absolutely not. Or his friggin' dad.
Look,
No. Here's
how we're going to make this better. All right?
Nope, absolutely not. Nope. Listen, I'm not doing none of it.
Later tonight, I'm going to dress him up in his costume again, even though I know we're already a few days past Halloween. We're going
to
come back.
I'm about to hang up on you.
We're going to come back around 6 p.m. We'll ring your doorbell.
Do you hear First of all, none of that is happening. I'm hanging up the phone. You're a freaking psycho.
Actually, I'm not a psycho. I'm a good dad.
No.
And making a call like this is exactly what a good dad would do.
Yeah, you really sound like the father of the year, don't you?
I was father of the year, actually, back in 2015, but that was with another family, and I ended up leaving them. I was.
What is wrong with you?
Look, you're just going to come over there.
Sir?
You're going to give him all of the candy
stop
in your
talking.
House until he's
just
happy
stop.
To make up for the emotional trauma that you have put him through.
Look, I don't know you, and I don't like you.
You don't like me like you don't like my son's costume or his dumb look on his face.
I don't even remember your son.
Well, that's nice. My kid is so forgettable that you don't even remember him.
What?
Maybe he'll tell his therapist that when he's an adult. Thank you.
Oh, my God.
And by the way, I love roast beef, so if you can have like a sandwich ready for me when we come by, that'd make me feel better.
I know
so
that you did not just say that. I'm not making you a damn sandwich.
Okay, go buy one from the supermarket and give it to me then.
Yeah, this conversation's over, and I'm going to call the police and let them know how that you're harassing me on the phone.
Okay, yeah, well, when you call them, will you tell them that you got pranked by a radio show called Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning? Let them know that.
What?
Because I'm not really your neighbor. I'm a radio host, and your friend Shalina asked us to prank you.
No way.
Yeah, way.
Oh, my God. You cannot be serious.
She said that you both love Halloween, and you guys had a record number of trick-or-treaters the other night, so she thought we could mess with you.
Oh, my God. You are making me so angry.
Are you angry because of the dumb look on my kid's face?
I mean, about just everything.
Come on, there's,
that you...
there's nothing you can do about that.
The poor kid. I mean, why would you talk about your kid like that?
I mean, he's not real. I made him up.
I know.
Wake up every morning with phone taps. Weekday mornings on the 20s. Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.
Typically, people come to us for help when they can't get someone they like to call them back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But that's not the case today.
Oh.
One of our listeners says the woman he went out with is still 100% in contact with him.
Whoa.
Oh.
In fact, she's blowing up his phone nonstop.
What's
leaving
the problem?
Very angry emails demanding that he come find her.
Okay.
Wow.
Angry?
Well, he swears it's all a simple misunderstanding, and now he just needs a chance to explain before she calls the cops on him.
Oh, boy. Oh my God.
You're going to hear why in your brand new second date update right after this.
The following is a High Five moment from HighFiveCasino.com.
I won! Yahoo! Private, put down your phone. This is the army.
Sarge, High Five Casino is a social casino. It's on your phone. Goes wherever you go. I win free spins, cash, prizes, free daily rewards, over 1,200 games. I won again.
Platoon, present cell phone. High Five.
High Five.
Casino.
Casino.
Win at High Five Casino.
.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
High Five Casino.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Your new home journey starts at Fisher Homes, where everything is red, white, and new. Explore exclusive summer savings and start your journey by selecting your ideal home site and your dream community. Choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans and bring your style to life at the Lifestyle Design Center. Are you looking for a quick move-in ready home instead? Fisher Homes has options for those too. Fill out a form to connect with a new home advisor at fisherhomes.com to get started today before the sun sets on summer savings.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Second date update.
We're entering dangerous territory. Ooh. Just by doing this phone call.
Really?
Because the guy we're speaking with may or may not currently be involved in an ongoing crime.
Okay.
Oh, no.
Did he call us collect?
He did not call us collect. Okay. And I said may or may not.
Then
and
he's okay. Not in jail?
It's nothing major, just yeah. A run-of-the-mill Grand Theft Auto.
That
happened during his first
date. Jeff, if it's a not, why would you even bring it up?
I'm just saying we've all been there.
Yeah.
One second you're flirting, talking about your hobbies. Next minute you're hot-wiring a Beamer convertible while she looks out for the cops.
Convertible, nice choice. Again, I like that you're stylish.
I'm just speculating on it, but let's talk to Jason and get all the details first. Jason, welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks for having
He's
me.
He's like, it's actually a Honda Accord.
Yeah.
You know?
A lot to unpack here, but why don't you start at the beginning? Tell us about this that happened on a date?
Yeah. So
wait, you actually hotwired a car?
No, I did not.
Oh,
I may have made that part up, but again.
Well, I mean, like, I thought so, but then his response, and I was like, wait, what?
That's on me, Jason.
At this point, I'm like, is this Vin Diesel? Is this Fast and Furious?
I was just guessing, but tell us about the date that you went on. Who's the girl?
So I met Laura on a dating app.
Okay.
Laura.
And what'd you like about her?
You know, honestly, like, she's just my type. She's got a great personality. She's funny, keeps a conversation.
Clean criminal record.
Important.
Yeah.
She can help make bail.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, really good credit score.
Yeah. That's funny, Jason. Okay. That's awesome.
Yeah, and, you know, she was just my type, physically attractive, too. She definitely, like, worked out and all that stuff. But anyways,
nice.
We're having a date, you know, decided to meet for dinner.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
It's pretty normal so far.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, everything's going fantastic, to be honest with you. And I normally would just be, you know, after a first date, just split ways there and just say goodbye. But it was going so well that I was like, do you want to maybe grab dessert?
Oh, okay. Go to a second spot because you're just feeling it. You don't want it to end. That's such a great feeling.
So was the ice cream shop so far away you needed to steal a car in order to drive there?
Oh, where's the crime? I want to hear it.
Yeah.
How do we get to stealing a car?
Well, first of all, I didn't steal a car.
Oh,
so
okay.
We were on our way to get dessert. She offered to use her car, which was fine. We were walking back to her place.
To use her car. Most people say drive, but yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. So,
a true thief to go use the product.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So she offered to drive her car. And so we walked back to her place. And on the way there, I get a text message from my friend. And he tells me about this pop-up event that this DJ we love is putting on.
Oh.
And it's outside the city. So it's not just like walking distance. And
okay.
Okay.
That sounds fun, though.
Yeah. I mean, and so I asked Laura. She said, do you mind if I borrow your car for something really important?
Wait, what? Why wouldn't you ask her to go with you?
Don't you have a car? You could go get your own car?
I don't have a car right now.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so
asked, you don't invite her.
You asked to borrow her car to go to this event.
Probably where you went wrong.
I mean, like, it was our first date and my friend just hit me up. It wasn't really my role to invite her. My friend invited me. It's like our favorite DJ.
I like how you're like, that is an inappropriate question on a first date, but asking to use someone's car, totally cool.
Well, I was in a pinch and I wanted to make it there. She did give me permission. She should. I trust
what?
You.
Wow.
I would make you Uber instantly.
Yeah.
Okay, like, what?
That's
pretty, she said yes.
You must be a pretty awesome guy or a very good looking guy.
Yeah,
something
she must
like
really
that.
Like you, bro.
Or she's just not very good at decision making.
Yeah.
I'm willing to side with you on this, Jason.
Okay.
I
think
there's something to you that made her trust you.
Yeah, I mean, like, the car is fine. I'm trying to give it back. It's just the timing was off.
Wait, you still have it?
I do have it. I've been trying to give it back.
Oh,
what? Wait, did she know why you took it? Like, where you were going?
No, I just said something important came up, and she didn't ask. She just said, take it.
What a sweetheart.
Well, she's probably thinking that some sort of, like, emergency that you have to, like, rush to the hospital or something.
Did you skip dessert, too?
Brooke. No. Oh, how horrific. You could not have tiramisu?
There was no dessert, unfortunately.
Oh, tragedy.
Okay, but
now
honestly,
we know why she's not calling back.
That's kind of like bailing on her, though, because like the date was still continuing. So not only did you take her car, leave, but you left kind of in the middle of plans.
He physically bailed on her.
Well, hold on. Was the show worth it?
What?
All the show?
I mean, Brooke cares about whether or not they ate the dessert. I want to know about the show that he left to go see.
I want to know about the girl.
I mean, honestly, the show was great, and I'm so glad I went.
Okay.
Okay.
So something good came out of this.
How is she not calling you back when you have her car?
Well, she has left me some voicemails, and she's, like, basically upset. But here's the thing, though. I texted her the next day. But by the time she got back to me, I was already at work. And unfortunately, I don't have a car. So I took her car to work. And then it's been like 3 days now.
Oh my God.
I mean, I would be calling the police. Yeah, honestly, 100%. I would think that this guy has stolen my car. Mm-hmm. He's a total thief.
He did think better than calling the police. Call us. We have more authority.
Oh my God. She is freaking out. Is her voicemails that she leaves? Is she just livid?
Why do you always assume the worst, Brooke?
Because he has her car!
And they sketches her!
Now, I bet she's casual. Isn't she casual,
no,
Jason?
No, Jeff, she's freaking out.
Well, it started casual, but now it's been like a handful of voicemails, and she's pretty upset.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, shocking.
I mean, like, I'll text her back and try to set up a time, and she can't, and then it's just like, she just gets more angry.
Are you looking for another date too? Or are we just trying to set up a time for y'all to meet and do this car exchange?
I would love to go on another date with her. And I'd love to get this car back to her.
Okay, look at that.
Yeah, good luck.
The fact that he has come to us asking for help returning the car proves that he's not a thief. He's not malicious.
Yeah.
And he wants to find love out of this whole experience.
And a date would be a good time to get the car back.
It would be.
You know?
So let's do this. We're going to come back. We're going to call Laura. And we're going to explain everything. Get her car back to her and try and get you your second date update after this.
I'm ready.
All right.
Here we go.
Second date update.
Top three first date mistakes.
Okay.
Showing up late, being rude to the wait staff, accidentally stealing your date's car and holding on to it for several days.
So
classic.
What a stereotype.
Because that's what happened with one of our listeners, Jason, recently.
Oh,
and
my
stealing
gosh.
Isn't really the right word, because he got permission from his date, Laura, to borrow her car temporarily.
Yeah, she thought it was probably for the night.
Yeah, but afterwards, Jason hasn't been able to coordinate a time and a place to return it, so he's been driving it around to work and to other events.
Convenient for him.
So nice.
It gives us two goals for today's call. One is to get Laura's car back into her possession, and then two, finagle our way into getting them on another romantic date.
Which is going to be real hard when she's leaving him angry voicemails right now.
But I believe in us. And
okay.
I want to know, Jason, if we can get Laura on the phone here, is it okay if we tell her that you took her car for a pop-up DJ show?
Honestly, I really would like to go on another date with her, so I'm hoping maybe we could just leave it out.
Yeah, I think that's a smart choice.
Should we make something up?
Yeah.
No.
Like,
I just
heard about a baby stuck in a well out in the countryside, so you went to go save it?
I just think that maybe we just leave it generic. He needed the car.
Okay. Yeah. Like, let her come to her own conclusions there.
Sure. I bet she doesn't really care. I bet she just wants her car back.
Or, Jason, you can tell her yourself if you feel up for it.
Hey.
Yeah, I mean, I guess we could kind of test the waters first and see.
Yeah, I'm sure at the point when you're all laughing about the whole situation together, then you can throw that in.
Yeah, you're going to look back on this as a funny joke on your wedding
isn't
day.
Isn't that silly?
Anyway, let's call Laura here and we'll see if she picks up. Here we go.
Hello?
Hey, we're looking for Laura.
Speaking.
Hey, Laura, I'm going to apologize in advance for this phone call, but you're on the radio right now with Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.
Why are you apologizing? She's on our show. That's a good thing.
Wait, what? I'm on the radio?
Yes.
Yeah, congrats.
But we're here to help.
How did you get my phone number? I don't understand. Like, this, why?
We were asked to call you from one of our listeners who you went on a interesting date with recently.
God, and you are the nicest person we may have ever had on this show.
Immediate sweetheart.
Are you sitting down right now?
Yes, why?
Because the person that we're calling about, God, actually, he has your car.
No, you're not talking about him.
Yeah.
Jason? We're calling for Jason.
Oh my gosh.
On behalf of Jason, we apologize so much for the confusion that's happened over the last few days.
Lots of confusion. What a dummy he is.
Well, you should be apologizing. This is crap. I need to get my car back. You need to get me.
Yep.
Oh, yeah, we agree.
That's part of what we're doing here. Mm-hmm. We'd like to help you and Jason coordinate a time in order for that to happen, but we also
that's what I've been trying to do, and he's not been responsive.
You know, the car confusion aside, like, Jason, pretty cool guy, right?
I don't think that's a good time.
I wouldn't call him that.
Okay. Sorry.
Can I ask, like, what were you thinking when he asked to borrow your car on a first date and you said yes?
And we asked that in the nicest way possible.
Yeah.
Well, okay, so I don't know what he told you, but at the end of our date, he was like, oh, let's go get dessert. Let's go have a nightcap. Let's have a sweet time.
Yeah, right. He said he was having such a good time with you. He didn't want the night to end, so.
Well, it did, because he got a text on his phone.
Uh-huh.
And he looked at me and he was like, it's City Hall. I work for City Hall.
What?
It's an urgent matter. Can I borrow your car?
Wait, what?
The city's calling.
Wait, he told you he worked for City Hall.
Like Batman or something?
Yeah, that's what made me think of
too. But he says it's a matter of urgency.
The mayor's on the phone.
And he, like, literally drives off like Batman. I'm shocked. I wanted to help. He asked very sweetly, and I was like, okay, that's fine. And then I can't get in touch with him, right? So I call City Hall and try to figure out from his name, you know, because I was first and last name.
Right.
But it turns out he doesn't really work for City Hall in an extremely professional matter. He works in the janitorial department, which is fine, but I'm not sure why he would need my car.
Oh, he does work there, though. That's better. Good.
Laura, are you saying that if you're just a janitor at City Hall, then you don't have the authority to take someone's car on official government business?
Yeah. Yes, I'm saying that.
They have emergencies, too.
I mean, it could have been a water main break. Right? Like, I'm just thinking, like, documents could have been at risk.
Well, then why wouldn't he give it back to me?
Well, I think he's trying to.
Like, I'm about 30 minutes away from calling the police, so he needs to get my car to me now.
Well, no, definitely don't.
This is, like, not funny anymore.
You don't have to do that, because Jason is actually on the other line right now.
Yeah.
In your car, wanting to drive it wherever you tell him.
Don't say that. What are you doing?
Jason, are you there?
Idiot! Like, what?
Oh, well, he's hearing all that.
He deserves that.
Jason!
I don't care. I don't even know what this is. Like, he called the radio to tell you guys that he did something illegal.
Jason, anytime, you could jump in.
Seriously.
I mean, I don't even know what to say. I've been trying to meet up with you and stuff like that, and I didn't steal your car. It's not like
Jason,
I took it without you knowing.
Jason, just tell me what you used the car for.
Oh, God. Go ahead, Jason.
Well, I mean, listen, I really want the opportunity to be honest with you, because I do think it's important to be honest. And, you know, first of all, I do work at City Hall.
Okay.
So, I mean, like, I was telling the truth there.
Yeah.
Gotta give him credit for that, Laura.
Oh,
at least a little
God.
Bit.
Yeah, okay, yeah, I'll give him credit for mopping the floors of City Hall, sure.
Okay. And cleaning out the paper towels in the bathrooms, too.
We're making progress.
Not selling short.
I will not take that personal, because I know you're just trying to be mean and you're upset, but I just hear me out. Okay. It was a very
important I'm waiting, Jason.
There was a huge pop-up event that just happened to take place. It was a surprise.
Are you kidding me?
Just hear me out, though. It was my best friend texted me. It was for the moment. Obviously, I would never try to hurt you or try to lie to you or do anything to, like,
are you serious right now?
But it was like, so just, it was our favorite DJ.
Ah.
A DJ?
That makes it better.
You made it seem like it was really urgent at City Hall, like you're a freaking Batman or something. Okay? And it was a pop-up DJ event?
Well, where we were located and the time out, it was short notice, and where we were located and how.
Shut up.
Yeah. I think that's a really good advice, Laura.
I'm done with these stories. It's not cute. You call the radio, get me in my car. I don't really want to ever speak to you again.
Okay.
I think the good news is that even though we've obviously gone down a rocky road here, their relationship and their goodwill is still intact.
I feel like we drove off a cliff.
Are you hearing the same conversation?
I'm really, okay, guys, I love that you think it's funny, but I'm really not interested in this conversation. Get me my car.
I know you're not interested in this conversation right now, but what about a conversation when I drop off the car, we meet for dinner, we can have another conversation.
The tempers are running hot right now. Maybe after we all calm down, we can think about, like, maybe having a little bit of a romantic connection going on.
So you would have a romantic connection with someone who stole your car for 3 days? That is stupid.
I mean, it works in the movies, so I feel like...
I haven't been able to get to work.
Oh,
and I've been having to get rides from friends.
Jason, would you be willing to take Laura to work?
No! Jeffrey, shut up! She is going to hang up before we get her car back. I'm going to say, like, in the next, like, hour, you should probably drop it off, Jason.
How about 30 minutes?
I mean, let's speed this up.
Jason, you are really lucky she hasn't called the cops. Yeah.
I mean, honestly, like, I could probably do it in, like, closer to, like, 45 minutes because 30 minutes is cutting it way too close.
Shut up!
I'm not trying to be a pain, Laura. You want it now, and that's fine, but it's 45 minutes.
His favorite DJ set doesn't end for another 20 minutes, so he's got to finish right out before you can return
the
car.
At a morning concert.
Oh my God, just drop the car.
Fine,
off.
As long as you get there in 45 minutes. All right.
We did one
thing.
We
did it. Congratulations, Jason. You're not going to jail.
Well,
we don't know. They could be waiting.
Yeah.
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.
Oh, man.
Are you serious?
I didn't even get to offer them a gift card for 10% off oil changes at Jiffy Lube.
I mean, Jeffrey, your positivity on this one. Wow.
Yeah. Wow.
Dude, is she going to get her car back? That's what I'm worried about.
Well, he better. Yeah. Or else the cops are going to be coming after him.
I guess. And coming does she know where he lives?
I don't think so.
That's what I'm saying.
But it would be funny if the police were there waiting for him to show up.
That's what I was thinking. She could call them and say, wait here.
I don't think he'd find the humor in that.
Not funny for him, but for us, hilarious.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Yeah. That's good. He calls us from jail for an awkward Tuesday. Can you bail me out? We're like, no.
Maybe his story's going to end up as a laser story.
We're going to keep you updated about this one way or the other.
When we find out, you'll find out.
Yeah, exactly. But we can always try and help you with your dating life. As you've seen, we will go to the ends of the earth to try and get you a second date update, no matter how stupid we end up looking.
If this doesn't prove it, nothing does. Yeah.
So email the show. We'll call that person who isn't calling you back. Check out all of our second date updates, by the way, at the Brooke and Jeffrey podcast, wherever you get yours, on Spotify, on Apple Podcasts, wherever.
Brooke and Jeffrey in the
morning. Whenever you hear interviews with successful music artists and athletes, they always talk about the number one thing that motivated them to get where they are today is all the haters.
Yeah!
All the teachers who openly doubted them.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. All those bullies in school who made fun of them for being who they were.
Yeah. Tell them my life story here, Jeff. Yeah.
And it set them on a lifelong mission to rise up and prove them wrong.
Think I talk too much, teachers? I'm going to talk for a living!
Yeah.
Okay. How you like that?
Okay. I actually agree with the teachers.
But that's why today... You know what?
What?
To all my teachers, whoever told me that I was talented.
Tell them, Jamie.
To all my family members who invested hundreds of thousands of dollars into my private school education and music lessons. Okay. And to all my quote-unquote friends who said I was going to make it big someday and they couldn't wait to cheer me on. I just want to say, guess what? Look at me now.
It didn't work?
Proved you wrong.
Okay.
Guess who's a big success? Not me. So take that, everybody. You're going to feel dumb forever believing in me when you hear my brand new song of the week.
Her grandma's shaking her head right now.
Eat those compliments coming up at 8:10.
The following is a high-five moment from HighFiveCasino.com.
I won! Yahoo!
Private, put down your phone. This is the army.
Sarge, High Five Casino is a social casino. It's on your phone. Goes wherever you go. I win free spins, cash, prizes, free daily rewards, over 1,200 games. I won again.
Platoon, present cell phone. High Five.
High Five.
Casino.
Casino.
Win at HighFiveCasino.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
High Five Casino.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Your new home journey starts at Fisher Homes, where everything is red, white, and new. Explore exclusive summer savings and start your journey by selecting your ideal home site and your dream community. Choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans and bring your style to life at the Lifestyle Design Center. Are you looking for a quick move-in ready home instead? Fisher Homes has options for those too. Fill out a form to connect with a new home advisor at fisherhomes.com to get started today before the sun sets on summer savings.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
It is Song of the Week time.
All right, let's go.
And over the years, I've made it a tradition where, like, once or twice every year, I put a pause on all the normal holiday hubbub, and I shine a spotlight on the underappreciated jobs of the world.
I love when you do this.
Yep.
It makes people feel so important.
So get ready, TikTok, for 43 views this week. And before I tell you who I'm singing about, let's just take a quick look back at all the different careers that I've sang for in the past.
So people that text in saying, why haven't you sang about
it? Yeah, it really is.
Chances are I have already covered you, but there's been the mail carriers, the sanitation workers, the guys with the bright orange glow sticks at the airport. Not the ones on the tarmac. I'm talking about the hippies going to Burning Man, stumbling around Hudson News. And they're like, can I get a sausage McMuffin with cheese? And I'm like, nope. Wrong store, buddy.
Yeah, that was such a sentimental song. I'll never forget.
So many tears shed.
And they felt very important.
I mean, I've sang about all these different people, all these different careers, but I'm almost embarrassed to say I've not highlighted this one particular group yet who's more than deserving of our love and appreciation.
Who is it, Jeff?
I'm talking about the hardworking, noble school bus drivers. So many of them out there. It's a job that you're probably not going to get a lot of people like jumping to sign up for.
I had some questionable ones in my day.
Well,
there was one that maybe smoked too much of something and kept forgetting us all.
That's what I'm
saying. But, you know.
A bus driver made you smoke something?
No, he was smoking something.
Oh, my God.
But that's the thing. It's a tough job where you're waking up at the crack of dawn to drive a bunch of rowdy, screaming, smelly children around all day, and you're not getting paid nearly enough to do it.
God, you thought road rage was bad with just you in the car.
Oh,
if anyone wants seatbelts in those buses, it is the bus drivers. Not because of safety, just because keep them down. Keep them buckled in. Any sort of restraint would be great.
In your freaking seats, it's a huge responsibility.
It is.
So, yes, school bus drivers are finally getting their long overdue song.
Text in if you're a school bus driver.
Well, not while you're driving, please.
No, not while you're driving the kids.
But a lot of school bus drivers turn us on in the morning. I love it.
Oh, you turn us on real good.
Yeah, okay. So this is for them, and that's why instead of doing the big hit that started on TikTok, Lil Boo Thing by Paul Russell.
I love this
is such a fun song.
It's Young Jeffrey's Lil School Thing.
Yes!
So for all the bus drivers out there.
Oh, my God. Okay, kids, be quiet.
School.
Let the bus driver hear this.
Yeah, sit down.
All right. I'll point when I'm ready. Points.
Let me tell you.
drive a little school thing. Little yellow bus crew taking students to their homes. I don't know the cool slang, but I'm making like a tree with the roots that I follow. Tell them I'm stressed. Uber XL with the daycare flex, I know. Yelling, the yelling's intense. Got my ears ringing like the bell in Big Ben. Hello. Trying to keep an eye on the street, other eye on the kids in the mirror where I peep. Okay, cause if I don't go take a peep, it's Monday Night Raw in the back row. See few lessons I learned here, some. Don't drop a kid off on the wrong lawn. Don't use duct tape on the bad ones. Never drink when you drive, but it's cool when you're done. Natty lights sound good, I'll come get ya. If you late, I'm gon' ditch ya. If you stand up, I'll resit ya. Come summertime, I won't miss ya. Pick the back or the front. Southwest style, sit where you want. Keep your hands in the bus. Double beep if I'm gonna back it up. Cruising out of one way, got 12 cars trailing me, another 8 stops to go. Tapping on my brakes like Usher did back in the day, just nice and slow. Rude guy driving a Benz, all on my bumper like a pair of Depends. Oh no, getting upset, and loving like Taylor Swift, loving tight ends. You go,
Tommy. For God's sake, no eating soup on the bus. I know where you live.
Oh, oh. Open my squeaky door up, oh, oh. The brakes are creaky, so what? Oh, oh. My coffee drinky so much, oh, oh. Do I smell pee-pee, oh? Gotta say a few things. All your little kids are insane, don't you know? Any Taco Tuesday should be getting some hazard pay for what I endure. Doing them laps. Always gotta stop before the train tracks, I know. Bringing the class. Better not pass when my red lights flash. Like, no, I'll collect ya to the school. I'm gonna connect ya at drop off, eject ya. Little stop sign to protect ya. Go, and I'll fetch ya through the rain, the snow, and bad weather. Bad traffic, finesse ya. Keep your children safe, but no pressure.
Oh, yeah! With the Usher reference. Oh my God, I loved all of it.
Of course, yes. You love the oldest reference.
God,
in the
I loved
song.
It. I loved it. And the Southwest seating, I mean, you can't sit in the back of the bus unless you're cool. That's the only thing. Right. I don't know if you ever rode a bus, Jeffrey, but do not make that grave mistake. Okay?
You remember we say I'm not allowed in the back of the bus?
No.
You'd be like in the middle of the bus.
I was in the front.
On the bus driver's lap. We know.
Pretty much.
Anyway, that's your song of the week for all the bus drivers. Text in 78592. Tell us what you thought about it.
Good job, Jeff.
We're going to post a video up on the Brooke and Jeffrey socials on our TikTok, on YouTube, Instagram, everywhere, at Brooke and Jeffrey.
Yes, and you got to go see the YouTube video so you can learn the lyrics and then sing it to your bus driver.
Oh yeah.
Wouldn't that be great?
They'll love that. That totally won't annoy them.
Yeah.
Anyway, thanks for listening.
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.
Got a text 78592 that says, "Hey, I know that song. My sister's cousin exposed her cheating husband to it on TikTok."
No. Oh, yikes.
Well, that video actually gave me the inspiration to write this song, so I'm glad you brought that up again. Thank you. But if you missed it, instead of singing Paul Russell's viral TikTok song, Lil Boo Thang, I sang my own version called Lil School Thang, dedicated to all the hardworking school bus drivers out there who deserve our respect and our appreciation because they're carrying around the most precious cargo of all. Loads of fire extinguishers. They've got like 6 or 7 on every single bus. Anyway, I see we're getting some more feedback on the text board. Brooke, what do you got?
I really like this one. It says, "My mom was a school bus driver for 20 years.
Wow.
And trust me, it was thankless. One time she found gum under a kid's seat and made him put it back in his mouth.
Oh.
Not sure it was his, but she had had enough."
Okay. Now I see why she's not a school bus driver anymore.
Yeah.
They probably didn't let her keep driving her route after that.
Yeah, but I bet that kid never did it again.
That's right. He learned his lesson. Thank you, school bus mom. But if you missed it, if you want to hear it again, you can always go see all of us grooving out to the song and the video.
Yeah, Alexis doesn't stop dancing.
It's
the
crazy.
Entire
thing. I'm a new person when you start seeing
that.
That's
right. Go check it out at the Brooke and Jeffrey YouTube page on our Facebook, Insta, and TikTok. And please rate and comment Brooke's outfit today.
That was a surprise.
I want to know what they have to say.
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.
Win Brooke's box!
It is November 3rd. We're getting close to the end of the year here, Brooke, and you're also getting close to a huge milestone in this segment.
What's that?
Because You have to admit, you've lost quite a bit this year. More this than year, usual. Yeah.
In life as well.
Yeah.
But yeah.
not Brooke's strongest showing.
It's not.
This
it's not.
Year.
Yeah.
But in all the time that you've played this trivia game, you have never had 30 losses in a single calendar year.
Wow.
You're standing at 29 losses right now.
Oh, man. No, if we were in Vegas right now, I would be betting against you, Brooke.
Dude, 30 losses is not bad for an entire year.
For 365 days. Yeah.
It's not that good, though.
Well, come on,
it's
Jeff.
It's not like you play on the weekend.
Like 9 out of 10.
But there's a chance you might get to 30 losses when you take on Ben today, because he's already beat you once before.
Oh,
his all-time record is 1-3-1. Brooke, what do you have to say to Ben? Good one, Brooke.
You have to play on words. Like, let me do it for Brooke. It's Ben fun.
Oh, I was going to tell him to bend over and...
Okay, Brooke, no.
Nice. Nice. Never heard that one.
She's coming on to you, Ben.
Yeah, no.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. Did you beat me this year?
No.
That means he's due for another victory, Brooke.
Okay.
So you think about that while you leave. And while she heads out, you know the rules, Ben. You got 30 seconds to answer as many questions as possible. If you don't know when, you could say pass, but you do have to beat her outright to win. Are you ready?
I am ready. Let's do it.
For a chance at history. Good luck.
Yeah.
Your time starts now. Today is National Sandwich Day. According to the dictionary, how is a club sandwich different than any others?
It has three meats and cheese.
Four presidents make up Mount Rushmore: George Washington, Teddy Roosevelt, Abraham Lincoln, and who else?
Theodore Roosevelt?
You
already said that. I'm right.
In the Disney story, Princess Tiana and the Frog takes place in what American city?
Pass.
Taco Bell's longest-standing slogan was, think outside the what?
Box. Box.
Box, he said.
Was terrible.
Hold on.
Clearing up everything on our side. All right, Brooke is back in the studio. How do you think? You think it was enough to give Brooke her 30th loss, Ben?
I do not. Brooke, I think you're fine.
Oh. Don't even worry.
What happened to the confidence, Ben?
Oh, my God. It was terrible.
Yeah. You might just be trying to get in your head, though, Brooke.
Oh, man. How was your 2023 been, Ben? You look back, you're like, man, I was a loser. I was a winner. Where were you at?
It was pretty good. Yeah, my youngest is autistic, and she finished high school this year, so that's a pretty big deal.
Congratulations.
Yeah,
cheers. Thank you.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah.
Congrats.
You should have her call in and beat Brooke.
Yeah, that's
right.
Good.
Yeah. Nice.
I love it.
That'd be good to go. Here we go, Brooke. You ready?
Yep.
Your time starts now. Today is National Sandwich Day.
Mm.
According to the dictionary, how's a club sandwich different than any others?
A club has three pieces of bread.
Four presidents make up Mount Rushmore: George Washington, Teddy Roosevelt, Abraham Lincoln, and who else?
Jefferson.
In the Disney story, Princess Tiana and the Frog, that takes place in what American city?
New Orleans.
Taco Bell's longest standing slogan was, think outside the what?
Box.
Over 50% of the population of which European country believes in elves?
Norway. I don't know.
Going with the Norwegians on this. Let's head on over to the scoreboard and see how you both did with Jose.
I have no idea what I'm talking about. I'm not thinking. I'm just talking.
Bolaños.
Ben, you got zero.
Oh.
Yeah, it was a slaughter.
What happened, Ben?
It was rough. Yeah. And Brooke obviously gets the dub with three.
I've had days like that, my friend. It's okay.
Nice job.
I know.
Let's go over the answers real quick. It's National Sandwich Day. According to the dictionary, a club sandwich is different because it has three layers of bread.
Mm. Yeah.
Specifically the bread.
Mm.
Four presidents make up Mount Rushmore: Washington, Teddy Roosevelt, Abraham Lincoln, and Thomas Jefferson.
Yeah.
Princess Tiana and the Frog takes place in New Orleans.
Mm-hmm. I love that movie.
Taco Bell's longest standing slogan was not effective because it was think outside the bun. Think outside the box, not the box.
Right. Box is the original.
Just give me fourth meal.
And
yeah, fourth meal is the best one they've done.
Over 50% of the population of Iceland believes in elves.
It's
a lot of Icelandic folktales about elves, and people just up there keep on believing.
Dude, their conspiracy theories are way more fun than ours. Like, elves, that's Christmas stuff.
Yeah. Let's keep it cute.
Yeah,
let's keep it cute.
Did you guys also hear that reindeer and their glowing noses are real?
Yeah.
Ooh, I like it.
I'm like, reindeer are real, actually. Yeah.
No, not in Iceland, bro. Yeah.
Well,
actual animals.
Unfortunately, we can't give you any money here, but just for playing, you do win a $25 McDonald's gift card.
All right. Gotta love that.
Slap in the face with a Taco Bell question.
Yeah. Some McDonald's will make you feel better.
I'm loving it. Yeah. Anyway, thank you for playing, Ben. We'll be back to do Winbrook's Bucks same time on Monday.
High Five Casino is a social casino with real prizes and big Vegas hits at highfivecasino.com. The hottest games right from Vegas and all winnings go straight to your bank account. Hundreds of exclusive games, free daily rewards, and come back to get free coins every 4 hours. Only at highfivecasino.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details at highthenumber5casino.com.
High Five Casino.
Your new home journey starts at Fisher Homes, where everything is red, white, and new. Explore exclusive summer savings and start your journey by selecting your ideal home site and your dream community. Choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans and bring your style to life at the Lifestyle Design Center. Are you looking for a quick move-in ready home instead? Fisher Homes has options for those too. Fill out a form to connect with a new home advisor at fisherhomes.com to get started today before the sun sets on summer savings.
You wouldn't expect to hear that we're America's third best city for beer like this one. Or home to vibes like this. And this. It might surprise you that we're top 10 for immersive art that's like...
Whoa.
And...
Hmm.
Not to mention, we have one of the top zoos in the country. So can a city with the country's best pro soccer team, ranking as a top culinary destination in the world, be in your own backyard? Yes, Columbus. Plan your summer at experiencecolumbus.com/summer.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino.
That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.